This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey, and we're going to be sipping and spinning today. What that means is we'll spin selections from one album and sip one select beer. Today, we're going live with one of the greatest rock and roll bands ever, Steely Dan. The album is 2021's Northeast Corridor, Steely Dan Live. Dan was founded in 1971 by keyboard and vocalist Donald Fagen and guitar and bass player Walter Becker. They were primarily a studio-only duo using session musicians to fill out the rest of their sound. The album we're listening to, Northeast Corridor, Steely Dan Live, was billed as their first live album in more than a quarter century. It's also the first Steely Dan album released since the death of Walter Becker in 2017. After Becker's death, Donald Fagen promised to, quote, keep the music we created together alive as long as I can. Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Right now, we're listening to Ricky Don't Lose That Number. The Steely Dan sound included lots of different elements, rock, R&B, blues, jazz, and Latin music. And the studio production, it was stellar. And the lyrics, well, they were kind of cryptic. Here's one of my favorites. It's from Any Major Dude. Have you ever seen a squonk's tears? Well, look at mine. Becker and Fagen disbanded in 1981, but reunited in 1993. Steely Dan has sold over 40 million records worldwide. I looked for a beer to pair with Steely Dan that was also a mix of complex and refreshing, and came up with a German-style Pilsner. Asia. When I was a kid, my father always used to drink Pilsners. So for some reason, I thought it was like a simple, straightforward beer. But I found out that brewing it involves many different techniques. And if you make one mistake in brewing a Pilsner, you'll be able to taste it. I'm assuming what we're going to try today will be a perfect brew because it's from Victory Brewing Company in Philadelphia, and it's their Prima Pils, a German-style Pilsner coming in at 5.3%. The color is a straw gold, and you see lots of tiny little bubbles on the bottom of the glass. And the smell, that Pilsner smell, is a little bready and a little bit floral as well. Giving it a sip. Well, you do get some bitter in there. This is a crisp and clean drink. Victory Brewing Company's Prima Pils. It's a German-style Pilsner coming in at 5.3%, along with some live music from Steely Dan, the Northeast Corridor album. If you'd like to hear more episodes of Sip and Spin or any of our other past reviews, you can do that at WLVR.org/flightclub.